Concerns over security measures at the Richmondville Department of Motor Vehicles office dates back to late summer. The DMV has been operating out of what's described as a makeshift office since the 2011 floods washed the agency out of the county office building on Main Street in Schoharie. The Schoharie office had glass partitions and a locked door separating employees from the public. The Richmondville facility has none of that. There are no public restrooms and just a single entranceway that has some people worried about what might happen should an individual become irritated and menacing. Schoharie County Sheriff Tony Desmond says something had to be done to ease those concerns.
What happened before, when it was at the county office building pre-flood times, we had court security officers in the building just down the hall from DMP. They were available to respond up there if something happened with an irate customer or something like that. But certainly what happened in Connecticut and what happened up in Rochester over the holidays, I mean, I'm sure everybody, a lot of people, have concerns about security. And I can understand it, but there's only so much the police can do. There's also so many police. And we have a large county out here with 35,000 people that are depending on us also.
The Schoharie County Board of Supervisors was already looking into the matter. Chairman Harold Vroman reasoned, why wait for something to happen?
I've been trying to get something there since August. I just felt that it was needed to protect employees, and especially after the Connecticut fiasco, we just need to make sure our people are protected.
So, bowing to public pressure, the county authorized installation of security measures, including the hiring of 2 part-time sheriff's deputies to ensure safety at the DMV. Again, Sheriff Desmond.
We're also looking at a security camera system that would be placed at the DMV, and it would go to our 911 center, and it would only be activated if there was a problem, and our dispatchers would be able to tell what was going on there and dispatch the police and keep them updated as they were en route there so they knew exactly what they were going to be facing. Now, we've talked to a company, and he is going to be working on that. That's going to take some work, too, because they have to run wires and different things to get that information down to our center in Schoharie from up in the town of Richmondville.
Desmond adds that until new personnel are in place, deputies and state troopers are making periodic stops at the office. He says other counties have had problems in their office buildings. Chairman Vroman says there has been trouble in the past at Richmondville.
The clerk had reported to me that some of the incidents that had happened in the I just felt that we needed to do something.
County officials concede they cannot protect everyone everywhere, but hope video monitoring and armed guards will offer some degree of comfort in what they see as today's apprehensive society. The DMV office is expected to move back into the county building around mid-year. DMV officials in New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts did not return several calls for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.